This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
I just pitched a scenario in which the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, so I hope that that helps. But if it doesn't and you're filled with rage, no need to fear. This is the segment for you. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Have you ever had a sports hate or grudge expire? We were kicking around another topic a couple of days ago, and that idea just kind of popped into my head because we were talking about, you know, I don't like this person or that person. Maybe they do have a point about all the hate on this show. Is, have you ever had one of those expire? Like, have you hated somebody and then eventually you're like, you know what, don't care anymore, or you stopped hating them or whatever? I'm not always a person to show personal growth in my life, so maybe I'm not the right person to ask. But I did think of a sports hate that just expired.
Really?
All right. Now, if you know me, you know I like me some wrestling and I like me some mixed martial arts. So
it was Ronda Rousey. You finally turned back around on Ronda
Rousey. That hate remains. But Ronda Rousey was not the first. John Jones was not the first. It was BJ Penn. If you're familiar with BJ Penn, oh, don't take that out of context. He won. I don't think you can anymore. So he won UFC championships at lightweight and welterweight. I hated BJ Penn. I thought he was the worst person. So much so that when he finally lost his championship to Frankie Edgar in Abu Dhabi, I jumped up out of my chair at the Fox and the Hound, started fist pumping, started flipping off the TV and yelling at the TV as if it was a person and not an inanimate object, just like I did when Ronda Rousey got her head knocked off by Holly Holm. I absolutely remember that. But then something happened to BJ Penn. BJ Penn became completely irrelevant, and my hate dissipated. Not that I think BJ Penn is a good person, because if you read the news, there are plenty of things out there to let you know that he's probably still not a good person, perhaps even a worse person than some people thought. But he just didn't matter anymore. And I couldn't find the hate, because I have hate distributed in a lot of places. Again, if you know me, lots of hate distributed in a lot of different places.
Right.
Diversified hate investments.
Exactly.
Got it.
So I just didn't have enough excess hate remaining in me that I could direct it towards BJ Penn, because he just didn't matter anymore. And so I just, instead of hating him, I just didn't pay attention to him anymore. He still fights in the UFC. It's sad. He's lost like 1,000 fights in a row and they keep letting him fight for some reason. But I don't care, because he doesn't matter. So that is my sports hate that just, it went away. It didn't, like, we didn't settle the grudge or anything. Like, we didn't get in a fight, which I quite frankly think I have a decent shot at winning against him right now. Is it just, we didn't settle like that. It just went away.
Okay.
He doesn't matter.
It's going to be brought up, and I see it from the 469. So I'm going to go ahead and say yours, because it's actually mine too. He stood on the star.
Oh no, T.O.
But then he played for the Cowboys. See, there was a point to where I had to now switch my hate off, because his success while wearing a Dallas Cowboys uniform meant my team succeeded. So because of that point, I no longer held that hate. Now, you mentioned that to me. I was like, that's awful. I want somebody to go hit him again with a good shoulder block.
Right.
That'd be great.
Right.
Just for me remembering that. But as soon as he donned a Cowboys uniform, okay. All right, T.O., it's over with. I don't hate you anymore.
I'm very concerned about a couple of these, because the sports hate continues. This person from the 210... And then also from the 903, I'm sorry to admit this person said that they no longer hate Tom Brady. Yes, Tom Brady is absolutely one of these sports hates that I have distributed out there. And before anyone gets bent out of shape, like, hopefully you're enjoying this conversation. Like,
but he produces concussion water.
That is so dumb. That's a, you know what? I was about to say there's a difference between sports hate and hate hate. You know what? There is. But not when it comes to Tom Brady. He sucks as a human being. And the fact that he paired up with somebody who has not once but twice been shut down by the government for peddling fake medical advice, and right now they're selling water that they claim can cure sunburns and concussions. That's a thing. Look it up. You know what? I might regular hate Tom Brady. I thought I just sports hated Tom Brady. I think I might regular hate Tom Brady, just like I regular hate Urban Meyer.
Wait, so does it have sunscreen in it? Because I'm pretty sure that's the only way to, like, cure sun. Or no, well, it's no, aloe. It's, aloe.
I don't. Right? Yeah. Do you think
is
that
aloe water?
Sunburn is cured with sunscreen? I'm not entirely sure if you understand. Look, what man, the point I don't of sunscreen have any, is, but I understand why.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with sunburns.
Okay, well, I will not further speak to that as I want to remain back on the air. Now, multiple people have said another person who I had a lot of sports hate devoted to, the 972. I used to hate Kobe, not anymore. He passed the torch to LeBron. What I think is interesting about that is he was
the hate
didn't go away. It just went to somebody else. And then this person from the 430, I took Kobe retiring for me to admit he was kind of okay. And that's some of the things is sometimes, I mean, look, I still don't particularly like Kobe Bryant, but in the meantime, he retired and won an Oscar. Like, that's a weird career trajectory that sometimes happens. Like, you know, Steve Largent retired and he got into politics. And, like, there are people that they go these directions that you don't anticipate that might totally change your opinion.
I'm sorry. I guess I've been under a rock for a long time.
You didn't know Kobe won an Oscar?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was for an animated short. Although, like, he wrote the poem when he retired with the poem, and then someone else did, like, all the work to animate it.
Yeah. And he won.
He won an Oscar. But that did make, like, it rose, like, a question arose for me there. What did you hate Kobe for originally then? Because if him retiring was what made it all good, like, generally, the people that I know who hate Kobe hate him for a few particular things. One is being a borderline, if not actual, psychopath, right? Like, he's the guy who said, friends may come and go, but banners last forever, right? He's that guy.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, the thing where he was allegedly a rapist.
Yeah, and at the very least, he...
Because that didn't change when he retired.
Yeah. No, that is, like, there's not a statute of limitation. Well, I know the courts will say, oh, but there is.
Yep.
But there isn't as in terms of if you actually committed the crime. That is a weird thing. Like, I don't want to get on a judicial system rant, but it is weird that, like, you committed this crime, but at some point we decided it didn't matter that you committed that crime anymore. That's a weird thing that, like, as a country, we probably should think over. Like, I know you probably still did it, but either way, we've decided we don't care anymore.
We've stopped talking about it.
That is
something
weird.
Something else is now, somebody else has done something that's like, oh, there's something shiny over there. Oh, something's wrong over there. Well, forget what we already know happened, because we know it happened or it didn't happen or it supposedly happened. And that's now just a mystery we're just going to pass over. We're just going to go back. But something
that's
could be
weird.
Over here, Kevin.
That's weird.
Just look over here, man, and then you forget.
From the 972, talking about if any of your sports grudges have ever expired or sports hates have ever expired. From the 972, I wanted to hate Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera, but then they kept being a great person and a player. I mean, I can see that. That's the thing that we always talk about with, like, Cam Newton, for example. Cam Newton is the perfect example of how we try to diffuse people's hate. Is they're like, I think Cam Newton is a jerk and a diva and a crybaby. You're like, okay, but do you remember when he got the ice cream truck for the block party that wasn't the place that he didn't even live because he heard they were doing the block party because that kid was going to die? Or, like, did you hear about when he does all the Thanksgiving meals and does a full meal for every single person and then sends them home with another meal and he does that for like 1,000 people? It's things like that that you throw out there that it doesn't work with your narrative. Like, if I heard all of this great charitable stuff that Tom Brady does, I'd be like, oh, I guess I shouldn't care that he hates his kid or whatever. You know, and like he propagates misinformation about medical treatments. That would make it harder to hate if you heard all the great stuff that they did. So I could totally see that.
This is one that I can totally see and might actually agree with from the 469. Giving up my sports hate for the Yankees.
Oh,
their lineup is just too fun.
Okay, that
I'll say for me, this current Yankees lineup, as they've been put together, hasn't kept the Rangers out of the playoffs, postseason, what have you.
That's true, and that's why I dislike them, because they mentioned Mariano Rivera, but obviously you think about Jorge Posada, Bernie Williams, and all those other people from the 96, 98, 99 team, Jeter's obviously in the group, that kept us from doing anything in the playoffs. After the first game in the history of the Rangers playoff run, we rolled into Yankee Stadium when we won. I was like, we're going to be winning World Series forever with Juan Gonzalez and Pudge, and nobody is ever going to stop us. And then that was the only game we won. We lost the next 9 over the span of 3 series over the next 4 seasons, and every single time the Yankees won the World Series. So, no, I will not accept that. Maybe I don't hate them, but I dislike them. From the 214, does anybody else out there still hate the Spurs? I despise them as a Mavs fan for over a decade. Now I just kind of respect them. No hard feelings. Once we stop being good, then I guess I didn't hate the Spurs as much anymore. It was when you were battling with the Spurs to get to where you wanted to be. Same thing with the Yankees. Battling with them to get where you wanted to be. I stopped hating the Yankees a tiny bit in 2010 when we toppled them to go to the World Series.
Right.
I stopped hating the Heat as much when we beat them for the NBA championship. For somebody who asked, don't you hate the Buffalo Bills? I never hate them because we never lost to them. They never prevented me from getting the thing. You know, like if we would have lost one of those Super Bowls, oh, hell yeah, I would hate them. I still hate the Steelers, despite what you might have heard or might be about to hear, because they kept Roger Staubach from winning more Super Bowls.
what he was expecting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.